Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this triumphant Tuesday, this terrific Tuesday, remember, we do not go by what it looks like. We do not go by what it feels like. We go by what the Word of God says. The Word of God is the final authority in every situation, every as in every. The Word of God is the final authority in every situation. We want to invite you out tonight to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page at 7 p.m. for Family Enrichment Night. We're having a virtual service, our Tuesday night, 7 p.m. service, Family Enrichment Night. We want you to be a part. You can be a part by going to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page and watching the live stream tonight at 7 p.m. This week, we are in Pastor's book, Make Life Work. We're specifically focusing in on Chapter 8, which is Think Success. Pastor is getting a little sound bit ready for you so that you can hear. It's a sample from the website. So you can find that full sample on the Make Life Work website, which is www.how2makelifework.com. The website is full of resources, and it's also a place where you can order a copy of the book. There's an interview on there with Pastor and with Pastor Kim. So go to the website, visit the website, and get some resources off of there. And order a copy of the book, not just for yourself, but give it away as a gift. Mother's Day is coming up quick.
Yeah, that's a great gift. Mm-hmm. That's a great Mother's Day gift. Make life work for you.
Yes.
That's it. Make life. We got to make life work.
Yeah, you got to make it work. It's not going to just haphazardly work. You got to make life work.
And we got to quit complaining and blaming the government and blaming this one. Make life work.
Yes, when we're complaining, then we're meditating on the problem. We're meditating on the things that we don't like, and we're not thinking success.
Yes.
When we're complaining, we are not thinking success. We're meditating on our complaints, on our dissatisfaction. We must think success.
Yes. There's a great guy in the book, Pastor Diane, and I know you have your favorite spot. But I'm going to take you this morning to page 108 and look, change your thinking this morning. Somebody got to say, change your thinking.
Change your thinking.
Somebody out there say, change your thinking.
Change your thinking.
Go ahead. Right there.
I like the approach Brian Tracy shares in his book, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. If you change the way you think, you can change the way you live. Things don't occur of mysterious magical powers, but because people think it first and believe it can be done, nothing will change in your life until you are willing to change
your thinking.
And that was a powerful sentence because with the end right there,
yes.
You have to think it first and believe it can be done.
Yes.
And you have to believe it can be done when it hasn't yet been done. And that in the book, you also had talked about Ford when he was pushing his staff to create the V8 engine. And they kept coming back. No, it's impossible. It's impossible.
Said,
and he said, no, go back. Do it. Go back and do it. Because he had already seen somewhere, he's seen that it was possible. And he wasn't even the one working on it. He was sending his people to work on it, just like in the Bible when Elijah sent the servant. And he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And he kept telling him, go back. So it is possible. It can be done. It has been seen in the invisible. Ford saw it in the invisible, and he knew that there had to be a way to manifest it in the visible.
And I love that in that same paragraph right there, things does not occurs of mysterious magical power. A lot of time we have this disillusion that something just gonna magically happen, my friend. It's a poof. It's like a pop of fear, and everything just changed. Things does not magically happen. You got to do some stuff.
Yeah, that's because we see people's success, but we don't see their preparation and their perspiration.
Because you got to pray.
Yeah.
You got to believe. You got to read. You got to work. You got to pray. You got to believe. You got to think. You got to work. And then it manifests. Now, notice God. And here's why some Christians are living a life of disillusion. And when it doesn't happen, they say God doesn't work. No, God always worked. You didn't work. Before we say that, Pastor, they say God doesn't work. No, I said no.
No.
God always works. The problem was you didn't work. You
understand?
Yeah.
Because there's things that need to be done.
Yeah, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You forget what God says. He blessed the hands of the diligent. He says, I reward those that what? Diligently seek me.
Yeah, and it's just like with anything in life. If you're applying for something or if you're under the care of a doctor and somebody's telling you to do something but you don't do the next step of it, that doesn't mean that it wasn't available to you. It just means that you didn't do it. You didn't take the steps in order to obtain it.
Yeah. It was there, but you didn't do it. You got to think it. Here it is. You got to believe it. And you got to do it. See, my greatest inspiration comes out of the place of prayer. In my times of preparation, when I'm quiet, that's my greatest inspiration. Because out of my closet, my sacred place of meditating on God's words, communicating with God, brings me great inspiration and change my bad habits. Change my bad thinking. So I leave that place with clarity.
Yes. Because with man, it is impossible.
Possible.
But with God, all things are possible. So if you sit down and discuss your ideas with man, often they will tell you your ideas are impossible.
Yeah.
But if you sit down and discuss your ideas with God, he will show you how they are possible.
Yeah, it says, in the book it says, if you can think it, you can do it. If you can think it, you can do it. So you can do it because you can think it. You can think it. And look at this here. Everything around us comes from creative what?
Thinking.
Everything around us comes from creative thinking. So that's on page 109. The mind has three basic functions. Number one, thinking. Number two, feeling. Number three, wanting. So here goes. Thinking, feeling, and
wanting.
Thinking, feeling. Guess which one we use most, Pastor? That. Which one you think we use
feeling
most?
Feeling and wanting.
Feeling and wanting. Get the book. It is great. You know, just get the book. Full of inspiration. And what you know what the book does? It challenges you. and it will wake you up. Mm-hmm. This is a book that you should read.
Yes.
You know, and I'm locally right here. So I did not write a pie in the sky book. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen some books sell, you know, God bless them, and they sell million copy, and it's just fiction. Mm-hmm. What you call that, Pastor Diane?
Yes.
It's just fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Henry Potter, you know, I'm not down his book, you know, book of fiction, a million copies sell. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. Good things, a lot of the time, mm-hmm. is not value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that are going to change your life.
Yeah.
We don't line up to get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever think about the past, mm-hmm. that, the things that is going to change your life, going to make your life different, mm-hmm. we don't line up to get it.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to line up to get the things.
The junk food.
Yeah, come on.
We're not lining up for the broccoli and the asparagus. We're lining up for the junk.
Give me that over there. Even though it's going to make my blood pressure go up, you know, still give it to me. I like it. It's good. Because, you know, like I said, three basic functions of the mind
mm-hmm.
is thinking, feeling, and wanting. And we just do two, feeling and wanting. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me feel good. I want it. That's it. It's going to make me feel good. I want it. I didn't think about it going to hurt me, right? Right, Pastor Dan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's hurt me, as long as it's going to make me
feel good right now.
No, I want it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But our thinking brings us through to the outcome, projects us out to how is this going to impact me in the future? How is it going to impact others in the future? In the book, you have a sentence here that's standing out. Everything we need to succeed in life is stored within the mind.
Yes.
The most creative and vibrant instrument God placed in the human body. The mind is the storehouse of all inventions. We got to get that. The mind is the storehouse of all inventions. So every new thing that has come into the earth has came through somebody's mind.
Yes.
It has come through a deposit in the imagination and then a drive to pursue it, to build it. And new ideas are constantly coming. I mean, shows like Shark Tank and such, where the people come and they present their ideas that they're making manifest, that they're making visible, things that started off in the invisible, started as an idea, and then they are becoming visible in the earth realm. It is the invisible world that is the foundation for the visible world. So we got to get that. We can't think that our thoughts are just so far off that, no, that's totally impossible. It's if God gave you that deposit, God gave you that idea, it is possible. There's going to be some levels of building, but it is possible. Remember, we build off the word that is already settled in heaven. So the idea came, it's a deposit, it's a great exploit from heaven. So we can't count ourselves out. We can't say, oh, it's too much, I'm not qualified. If you look through this Bible, you'll see people who said the same thing. No, I'm not from the prominent family. No, I'm not the best of this group. No, I don't have the ability. No, I can't do it. I've had too many failures. They're all throughout the Bible, people who have said the exact same thing, but have come and built tremendous, tremendous power in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is a Morning Breath. We are a drive